had a meeting with some industry representatives with various industry groups, and it was a very productive meeting. We talked about, you know, looking forward to the expo on August 14th and 15th and what we perceive the citrus grower community would like to get out of this year's expo. And I'm very excited that I think we've come up with five or six general topics, and we're in the process now of confirming, you know, some actual speakers within those topics and putting together the final, you know, program over the day and a half. But I think we're really excited about what the general tone of the expo is going to be. Obviously, greening is top of mind for all citrus growers, and one of the things we're going to do is bring in leading experts and researchers we can get to talk about the top 3 to 5 promising technologies, both short-term and intermediate-term, that'll assist the grower in, number one, first of all, staying in business, and then longer-term, how do we do the final conquering of the psyllid and or the bacterial disease. We're going to work a lot on current and future production systems. How can growers, perhaps in their current groves or in groves that they're going to be putting in, plan, you know, for the future? Obviously, staying with the kind of the greening theme, we're going to talk a lot about cooperative and well-managed spray programs, CHIMAs, and how neighbors can work together to do the best possible job of psyllid control. We are going to have another section of talks about statewide BMPs, both the new citrus statewide BMP and perhaps even where things may be going with GAPS programs, good agricultural programs, in particular perhaps with fresh fruit, and how we might differentiate in the future a GAPS program on the process side of the industry. Then we're going to just, you know, we're going to fall back and talk about some basic production practices for practical disease management. I know it's hard for most guys to think beyond HLB, but obviously we're still seeing problems with canker and phytophthora, and there's some other things coming in. That's kind of where we're going, and if something comes up in the next several months, we've given ourselves some latitude to be able to address, you know, put something in the last minute that if we have a topic that becomes more timely.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.